Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
As we've been telling you, the FDA today begins 2 days of meetings, first about Moderna, then about the J&J booster. Let's go live to the 1010 Winds Newsline, and joining us is Dr. Dennis Nash, professor of epidemiology at CUNY School of Public Health. Doctor, welcome. They're expected to take a look at mixing. Is it safe to do that?
Well, it's certainly something that's been done for other vaccines. It's something that's been done in other parts of the world for the COVID vaccine. I'm really glad that the U.S., the National Institutes of Health supported a randomized trial to look at this issue specifically. And I think while we're still getting some of the data coming in, it looks like it's an important strategy that we've learned about, especially for people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Yeah, for those people who got the J&J, is it better to follow up with a dose of a Moderna or Pfizer shot or stick with the J&J?
Well, that's what the data are suggesting, if you're going to get a booster after the Johnson & Johnson shot. And just to be sure, the Johnson & Johnson shot, single shot, is very protective against severe disease and death without a booster. But if you are going to get a booster, it does appear that one of the mRNA vaccines, and especially the Moderna mRNA vaccine as a booster to the Johnson & Johnson, seems to be potentially impactful.
Is that to say that the Moderna is the best one? You know, you hear people talk all the time, well, I got this, I got that. Which is the best one?
Well, it's hard to say, you know, which is the best one. They are all protected against severe disease and death. It does appear that, the waning of effectiveness with the Pfizer vaccine might be a little bit faster than the Moderna vaccine. That might not be because one vaccine is better than the other. It could have to do with things like the initial dosing of the vaccines that could be different. So the most important thing is that we have three very highly effective vaccines that are capable of protecting against really bad outcomes, as well as, to a lesser extent, spreading of the infection. All really important, and we're in a good place.
And doctor, when are we supposed to get the booster? Is it 6 months? Is it 8 months after your second shot?
So that I'm not clear on yet. I think we'll be hearing from FDA today and tomorrow after their scientific review committee reviews the evidence, and hopefully we'll make some clear recommendations or some clear approvals on that. And then after that, we'll have to hear from CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices about their recommendations as well. So I think it's a little too soon to say.
Have you heard anything about what the side effects are like for shot number three?
Also too soon. I haven't heard anything in the way of like severe side effects, but I think, you know, that's also data that's emerging that we'll hear about. Hopefully good news.
Okay, well, I guess the FDA, the meeting has begun at this 10 o'clock hour. We are monitoring, and we are thanking you, Dr. Dennis Nash, professor of epidemiology at CUNY School of Public Health. Thank you, doctor.
Thanks for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.